חלק י' שיחס דבורים שיחה בייס. דובר כמה פעמים כדרכו של רשא בפירוש על התורה היא לפרש כל דבר הקושי הוא בלתי מובן בפשוטו של מיקרו. So many times the Rebbe spoke about it in the Rebbe's the footnote number 1 Reilik Kut Sichas Reilik Yud number 13 Baor Rishon. The Rebbe says that Rashi is his way is to be mefarish anything that it's not understood in Pshuto Shel Mikro. When Yonim Adershim Biur Al Pashas HaKsuvim Ve'ein Rashi Mefarshon, you see there are some places that there's a problem that I have with the Chumash and Rashi says nothing. So the Rebbe says Areizu Gufo Yechoche, so it's proof Shel Daito Shel Rashi Muvonim Ein Bepashtus. Rashi thinks, Rashi holds, that it's simple to understand, Rashi doesn't have to say nothing. ועד כדי כך, שאין צורך לפרושם, it doesn't have to say nothing. And the Rebbe brings down in footnote number 2, כשאין ביור על דרך הפשט, what happens if there sometimes no ביור על דרך הפשט, כויסב רשא, אין יודע, רשא דר גדול הפשטונים, and the Friedrich Rebbe tells a story, I just told the story in the contrast, I read it in the Friedrich Rebbe Sichas, that the Rebbe, it brings a story, we never saw it lately, because they just put it in the new Yitzor of Tovris Tzadik Vov Sichas. In the old Sichas, it wasn't there. They found somewhere a sikha and they put in a new thing. The story of the Baal Shem Tov's birth. The Baal Shem Tov's father and the mother were a korim. Both of them, not only one. And the story why they have kids. And Friedrich Rebbe, before the story, says the same story as we have with Rashi, that Rashi was born with a story that his father had a diamond, a very, very special diamond, Yikara Metzius, and they wanted to take it for a church. So he went, and Amat Shetzivot, it doesn't matter to him, and he threw it away, so the Rebbe gave him a son, Rashi. So it's interesting that Rashi is not embarrassed to say, any idea. Comes to a lot of psukim, Rashi says, Reisnish, I don't know what to answer you. I don't understand. Rashi here doesn't say any idea. So if Rashi doesn't say any idea, means that there has to be something. שלדעתי של רשי מובנים הם בפשוט ועד כדי כך שאין צורך לפער שם, אוי שמובנים הם על פי מה שכבר פירש רשי לפני זה. So there's two ways. Either it's so simple, or רשי already said it once, and if it doesn't say nothing, so it has to be understood by itself. על פי זה...
I'm sorry, when he says any of that, it means that there is no beer pashut?
According to רשי's understanding, in פשוטו של מיקרו, he doesn't understand it, yes. There's no answer in פשוטו של מיקרו. על פי זה צורך להובין תמי הגדולו, המסוררס בלימוד פשוטום של כסובים פרשוצינו. The Rebbe says, תמי הגדולו. A great, I don't understand, it's a תמי. אשר כמו ממפורשי התוירו משתדל מתארצו, ודווקא רשי רוי שפשטונים לא יומד עולה. וגיבה לוקין האורת פוטנות נמבטרי, ראי, לוקה אמני גאוינים, are dealing with this רשי. אברבנל, רמבן, ספורנו, קליוקור, רחיים, גאויד. They're all trying to understand what is this Pasuk telling us. So the Rebbe says, what is the Shaila? Bepasha Seinu, Mesapa Moshe Baruch Hu Al Chet HaMeraglim Al Gzeira Shenigzoro Al Dei Zeh Al Doir HaMidbo. Imire Ish Ba'anoshim O'ele Adoir Oroa Zeh Saoretz HaToivo O'mamshich Zolosi Kole Ve'yifune U'i Reno Yan HaShamilach HaShem. Moshe Rabbein is telling the story what happened with the Gzeira because of the Gzeira that was under Amidbo, that all of them from 20 to 60 would pass away, they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, Zulotzi, who is going to go into Eretz Yisrael? Kol Ben Yifune, who Yireno? Why? Because Yan, Shamile Achre Hashem, he did fulfill the Rebishter's command and event, and he came back as it's supposed to be. Umafzik, and the Torah makes stops about this. Ve'oimer, Gambi, Son of Hashem, Biglalchem Leimer, Gamato Leisov Yishom. Makes a stop about the Doir HaMidbo that they're not going to go in. And Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself, and I also, the Rebbe Shtok got upset with me because of you and I'm not going in. Right after that it says, Yishua binun, oroimet lefonecho, uyov oishoma vegoimu. Betapchem asher amartem levaziye, a mistake, the printing is... Shoo. It says levad, it should be levaz. Well, yeah, for sure, and they say something about you. The Tapra Masham Atom Levaz Iyeh, they're going to be to shame, and what's going to be with our kids? They're going to die in the midbar, they're going to starve, and they're going to be thirsty. So, Eimo Yavoy Shoma, they are going to go in there. Now, let me take the Chumash and say, it says, okay. It starts, Vaishma Hashem is called Divrechem, Vaik Tsoi, Vaishtov Alema. The Rebbe made a Shvue. What was the Shvue? Nobody's going to see the Eretz Yisrael of those 20 to 60. They are not going to be. Zulosi, who is going to go into Eretz Yisrael? Kolek ben Yefune uireno, velo yet in the Eretz Yisrael dorach bo, ulevono. He's going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Mile Achre Shem, as we just learned in the Sikhe. Then comes a stop. All of a sudden, Moshe says, him, Gam bi son of Hashem, I'm also not going to go in. Biglalchem, because of you. Leimor, Gam ato, Gam ato, lo yisov yishom. You're also not going to go. Look at this. We see the questions right away. We learned the Chumash for years and I never think about it. If the number, question number one, it tells me that Kol Ben-Yifun is going to go in. Who else is going to go in? Yeshua. Why don't you put them together? And then you say about myself, but she says, Gam bi son of Hashem. She's making a stop in the middle of whoever goes into Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the questions. But it's screaming right away when you see it. Zulosi Kolev, Gam bi son of Hashem, Yeshua bin Nun, U Yavail Shomo. So this is what the Torah tells us. They're going to go in to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, it's not understood. Lomo mafzik be'emtza sipur ma'insa meraglim. Somebody waiting to go in. Okay, I didn't see. Choyre tomoa. Lomo mafzik be'emtza sipur ma'insa meraglim v'meshe'ira le'moish Rabbeinu gam b'yisan af Hashem b'glalchem le'imo gamata l'sov Hashem. Keilu. If he says it together, that you are not going to go in, you're all going to die. Yeshua, Kolev is going to go in. I'm not going in. Yeshua is going to go in. It comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu is the same as the Meraglim. That's why he's not going to go in. Gam bi son of Hashem. It's not true. V'shibas chayta Meraglim. V'arichet Moshe Rabbeinu shebishvilo in nigza shelo ikonis le'etz Yisrael. Mefuresh bikro. The Rebbe underline, mefuresh bikro. It's clear in the posik. Shuchet mei merivo. Because of the story with the water, that Miriam died and there was no water, the Rebbe told him to speak to the rock, and he went and he hit the rock, and that's why he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. So what is he mixing in here? Gambi, son of Hashem. He has nothing to do with Anshe HaMidbo. That's why you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. How does it get in the middle of the Meraglim? Finish with the Meraglim, and then you could say that, you know what, I'm upset, I'm also not going in. But there's nothing to do in the middle of the Meraglim. To think that Moshe is not going in because of the Chayta Meraglim. Bifrat Shemaisa Meraglim, this is also beautiful, the questions the Rebbe is putting it in. Bifrat Shemaisa Meraglim, Meme Rivo, Rechoikim Zemze, Kimat Arboim Shona. When was the Meraglim? The Meraglim was right, Eden came out of Mitzrayim, Tezvo of Nissen, and the Meraglim was the following year, then was Matan Teuro, and right after Matan Teuro, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, there was Shivoso Betamuz, right, there was the Eagle, and a year later, there was the Meraglim. What? Choftes Sivan, the following year. It wasn't the first year after they came out of Mitzrayim. So this is,
Choftes Sivan, Shluch
Meraglim. Yeah, Shluch Meraglim. So the Meraglim went, when they came back. Yeah. So we have the Meraglim, and then, when is the story with the water? Their mom is ready to go into Eretz Yisrael 39 and a half or 40, we call it 40 years later. So what are you mixing in both stories together? Here you're talking about the Rebbe says that all those that they went to the Meraglim are not going in. It's mamish by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is he not going in? Because Miriam passed away already. Miriam passed away in Yud or Yud Aleph? Yud Nissen. She passed away Yud Nissen. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed away the following year. Nisin Yosim Tamuz Avelu, and following here in Zion, and between Miriam and Moshe, Aaron passed away in Rosh Chodesh Menachemov. This is last week. Okay, so the Rebbe says, Maizam Raglim, Meim Rivo, Rechoikim Zem Zek, Matar Boim Shono. Maizam Raglim, Yokorov, Letzes Bnei Israel, Meretz Mitzrayim, Ubiglolom, Nigza, Yoim Lashono, Yoim Lashono, Aboim Shono. The all 4 years is because of the Meraglim. Maizam Meim Rivo, Yoachim, Misas Miriam, as Rashi says clear in Parshas Chukas. Korov, Lesium, Aboim Shono. So what are you mixing in? Gambi, son of Hashem, like to think that you are because of the same as the Meraglim. Ini, a Ramban. Metaris, the Rebbe is going to bring the teretz of the Ramban, then he's going to bring the teretz of the Abarbanel and the Rechaim, and the Rebbe is going to ask, say both of them he can accept. The Rebbe is going to give his own lechoire that we could answer, and then the Rebbe is going to give his chidush. Okay. Ramban, Metaris, Shemoyshe Iske Kanchet Meme Rivo, Kirotzo Laskir, יחד, עונש כל הנמנועים עבור לאורס, כי הכל בגרומס, אבל אני עושה עם חולו. The Rabban says a very simple thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking here not about meraglim and my chet meimeriva with the water that I hid the rack and not to talk to him. He's not mentioning it that 4 years apart. He's mentioning it, you know why? Because he's mentioning all of the people that are not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Who is not going to go in? The Doir HaMidbar was not going in, and I'm not going in. So it makes sense, that's what the Rambam says. The Rebbe says, Pshuto Shel Mikro, I could not answer that. Aval, Pshuto Shel Mikro, Koshel Et Haaretz Kein. The Rebbe is saying, three shailes on the Rambam, that we could not answer this answer in Pshuto Shel Mikro. It's a Geschmacher answer, but not in Pshuto Shel Mikro. Alef, Aksuvim Lefonov Ulaachov Em Be'in HaMeraglim. Right? Look at this. Zulosi Kolev, you're not going to go into Yitzchol. Zulosi Kolev Beinfun is going in. I'm not going in. Yishah Binun is going in. And right after that, it's V'tavchem Asher Amartem Lovaz. They are going into Yitzchol. So he's talking everything about the Meraglim. Aksuvim Lefon Vulachem Bein HaMeraglim. Umar Tam Lachnis Behemtza Dav Kesipu Rachet Meimirivo. Let's say the Ramban is correct. He wants to mention everybody is not going in. So mention after everything. Mention that you're also not going in. So it's going to be a connection. They are not going in you, but not in middle. It doesn't fit. How does it come in the middle of that? But how does it come in the middle of the Meraglim, the story with Meimerivo with the water? Base. Anshidora Meraglim, unbelievable question, Rebbe Esther and the Ramban, that we could not use it as Pshuto Shel Mikro. Anshidora Meraglim, Meisu Koidim Lechet Meimerivo. Kemefuris Mepirush Rashi, Shekwa Meisu, Meise Midbo Ve'elu Por Shel Chaim. When it came to the story of Meimerivo, when Miriam passed away, there was already after everybody died. While Pisa in a movement, Omro, but Tom Rudish, the Hanoshim, be son of Hashem, be Glalchem, the Taprama Sharamatem, Shemash Musa, Shehem, Haim, Oisa, Ador, Shalem, Medaber, the Cholak Suvi Mele. Rabbeinu Shloilom, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Gam be son of Hashem, be Glalchem. Who is he talking to now? Who is he talking to? People that are going into Eretz Yisrael. So what is it telling him? Be son of Hashem, be glalchem. Everybody died already. They're finished.
So it makes sense, maybe they're gone. Maybe it makes sense, because that happened right then. Those poor alive.
Cancer.
What's Biglalchem? It's not Biglalchem. Biglalchem means that it's Doir HaMidbar could be. But Moshe didn't go in Eretz Yisrael, not because of Doir HaMidbar. So what's Biglalchem? Okay. So that was a mikro. I could not say it. He's mentioning it together. Gimel efizek kosuf ze gam beisan af Hashem or yitzor chlius b'smichus lamirosu shekler hameraglim la'ir esoretz. If the Ramban says that he wants to mention everybody is not going into Eretz Yisrael, so he should say imire ish ba'adosh ma'ila ader ora ze esoretz atev ashen shvat elos lavaseichem gam beisan af Hashem. I'm also not going in. And then tell me about Kolev and Yeshua together. One of the questions, what are you mixing in between Kolev and Yeshua? You're putting in yourself that you're not going in. So it doesn't make any sense. לפי זה, כוסף גם בשנף, בייס, אויס בייס. יש מפורשים, הרבה ברינגס דן אין פוטנון דרמנפלד, הרבה ברנל, אין דורר החיים, אין דמלבן. All of them say a different answer. יש מפורשים שגם בישנף השם בגללכם, הכבון הילכת המרגלים. They say that it's taken because of the מרגלים. ובעיקר בשיב אז חיית זה, נגזר על מוישי גם עתו לסוף השום, that מוישי רבינו tells them that it was בגללכם, because of the מרגלים. What did Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with Meraglim? So explaining. Even though Moshe Atzmo is not established in the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe himself was not in the Chet HaMeraglim, from all the Mokoyim, Nenash al Zeh, Mishum Shal Yodoy, Al Yedei Shlach Lecho, Ledai Tcho. The Rebbe Shlach told him, I don't want you to send. Or I don't care if you send or not, but you're sending Ledai Tcho. Al Koponim, Tchu Dedet, he decided to send. He could have told him, no, we're not doing it. Nigram Chet HaMeraglim. Velochein, Oma, Biglalchem. I'm Shlo Ikonis Lohrets Loimitzat Chetoi Hu Elo Biglalchem Leimo Gam Ato Lo Itov Hashem Gimishal Kol Adoyon Nigzah Shlo Ikonis Lohrets Lohen Gamoy Shlo Ikonis. So it's the Barbanel and the Rechaim and the Malbim want to answer that this is why he said it, because Gam Bishan Hashem Biglalchem means take because of Doyo Amidbo of the story with the Meragli.
But Moshe Rabbeinu Biglalchem means you, right?
Yeah, and they're all dead. Very good. Very good.
It's not
Pshuto Shel Mikro. Right away, he said that it's not Pshuto Shel Mikro. Or Mashi Mevoye Bekosuv Keniska Loel Shemoyshe Lenichnas Loretz Bechet Meimerivo. I have a question right away on the Malbim and them. How could you say it? It says Moshe Rabbeinu died. When did the Rebbe start telling me not going into Eretz Yisrael? When it happened Meimerivo, not by the Meraglim. So lechoy yeshloima. So the Rebbe says they questioning in our answer. The rag betziruv shneim yachad nigzarol avoynesh. Even would have been the rag himself, he would have gone into tzrol. Would have been the merivo itself, he would have gone into tzrol. Because there's two averes. One you send the meraglim and you did the merivo, you're not going into tzrol. But where do we find such a thing? Al derech ma shemotzinu bechet nodav aviu shekamot timeim nemru bemisosom vedavke betziruv kulam yachad nenshu bepoel veoynesh. Rashi brings it down also in Parshas Mishpatim, there when they said by the after Matan Torah by Yechazu, yeah, they saw Keliv Nasaper, they saw the Eibishter, so the Eibishter didn't kill. When it came by Misoinenim, that's when they were all killed. They had the Aveira of Vayechazu, they sat and they ate and they saw the Eibishter in the end, Mamish, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and then it says by Misoinenim, they died because they had two Averas together. So the Maldman did say it, we could say it also, that Moshe Rabbeinu Take died because mostly of Memeriva, but it's a little bit also of this. That's why he's mentioning it together, Gambi, son of Hashem, that because of the Meraglim, he also died. Then the conclusion of their answer. ומשום זה נמה גם ביזנף השם בגללכם, באמצע מיינס המרגלים, כי גם זה הוא פרט במיינס הזה, ובגללכם כל על דויר המרגלים שאולב מדובר בקרו. So Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the דויר המרגלים, and he tells them that I'm not going in because of you, because together with the avere of Mei Merivo, I'm not going into the Israel. Hello, hello. Shita's Rashi, so we have two people already asked that it doesn't make any sense in Shita's Mikro, we're going to see now what the Rebbe is asking. Ulam Shita's Rashi, he has Shalafarish Kane. Can you say that the Adain in a move in Seder Aksuvim, Kenal be Kushia Gimel? In Kushia Gimel was, yeah, the third Kasha that we asked in the previous column. It says, if he said, Gambi son of Hashem, if you want to tell me that it's son of Hashem because of the Meradlin, so write it right before and then leave your Yeshua and Kolev together. And I'm going to be together with the Meraglim. You're explaining me that why I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael? Because of both things. Meimerivo and Meraglim, I'm also a part of the Meraglim. Because I sent you, because I listened to you, and I sent you to the Rebbe Shasaz Ledaitcho, so put it in the beginning. Vayish Mashem is called Ivrechem, Vayikse Vayishova, Leimor, Imire, Yish, Vgamani? There's nothing to do here. So in addition, that according to the Malbim and the Barbanel and the Rechaim, even according to them, so the question number three is standing. The Rebbe says, I have another two questions. Aleph, Mefuresh, Bepirush Rashi, Shal Moshe, Nigzar, Shlo Ikonez, Leretz Yisrael. Look, the Rebbe underlined. Ach verag, Mepnei Mei Merivo. Vekilshenoi. Kilshenoi, who said that? Parshas Pinchos Rashi says, Shal Oysa Bohem Elo Zu Bilvad. That's it. Mamish clear words. Ein mei merivo levadom. Quotation from Rashi. Ein bohem ovenacha. So how could they come and say that Moshe Rabbeinu said that I'm not going to Yisrael biglalchem because of the chait of the meragim. Nothing to do with the meragim. It can be. So I'm shooting to Mikro, I'm not taking it. But we're talking about the Abarbanel and Erechaim HaKodesh in the Malbim. So in Pshat, in Drush, in Remesh, in Drush, Remesh, in Sod, it's accepted. But in Rashi, I could not say. So we come back to the question, what is going on here? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do here? Number one, why does it say whoever is going to be killed? Then it says Kolev is going to go in. I'm not going to go in. Yeshua Benun is going to go in. It doesn't make any sense, this psukim. It's just unbelievable. We never thought about it. Based, the Rebbe has another question on this before, but he tried to answer. Al Pizeh, Eichoma Gambi, his son of Hashem. And Rashi says, Nismalei Roiges. Kare lo ishtatev Moshe Bechet Amaragli, v'rak shebeglal chavani nitras lorets kenal. Moshe didn't go. So and Rashi is explaining what means Isanaf. Isanaf means the smaller roiges. If it's because of the meraglim, so it's not the smaller roiges. I'm just a part of it. I didn't go with the meraglim. I didn't do it. Just because I sent them, it doesn't make this sense to write the lotion Isanaf Hashem B in the lotion of the smaller roiges. Oizgil. Now this is the
Trutzim. It's too strong?
Yes, it's too strong. It doesn't fit here. It's not so strong. Now so we have the Rebbe's main question, as we explained already, the Pesukim, that it doesn't make any sense. The Rebbe brought the answer of the Ramban. The Rebbe says that in Pesukim Shel Mikro, it doesn't make any sense. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to mention all the people that are not going into to Eretz Yisrael. You want to mention all the not going in. Mention it before, don't mention it here. And don't stop me between Kolev and Yeshua. It doesn't make any sense in the Pesukim. And according to the other Mephoshim, the Babanet and Erechaim and Malbim, is also not understood in Pesukim Shel Mikro. So the Rebbe says, It's coming up. Yes, he is mentioning that whenever it says about Moshe Baron that not going into Eretz Yisrael, it's always mentioned why. Nobody should think Chas V'Sholom that that's because. So Pshut Shel Mikro, the question is even more. But he's telling me that he tell him they all say like this. No, he says about that. He says another thing that whenever it's mentioned. Rashi mentioning that? No, this is a different thing what he's mentioning. But he's mentioning another thing. Whenever we mention Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron not going into that scroll, it says why. We have it in the end of the Sikha, you'll see it. It's there. Yeah, it's a good note, but we have it. Oizgim. Now the Rebbe is going to try to give an answer and also say that it's not accepted, and the Rebbe is going to give his chidush niflo. I'm telling you, it's poshet not to understand the psukim and chumish. Doesn't make any sense. Oizgim. L'choyro yevshal etaret shatoyro yismicho chet memirivu l'chet amaraglim av sheinu shayich lekan v'rechoy kimzeh mizeh zman rav. L'choyro, I could have an answer. It's 4 years apart from the story of meraglim and the story with the memirivu. And it's also, it's not Shaykh Ir Bechlal. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in because of Meimer Rivo, and they didn't go, they're not going in because of the Meraglim. Lelamei, al choymer chet Meimer Rivo, the shokulu, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kechet HaMeraglim. Maybe you could say, the Rebbe Shah wants to tell us here in the Torah, you should know, that Moshe Rabbeinu's thing that he did by the Meimer Rivo, he's not going in because of Meimer Rivo. What is aware of Meimer Rivo is the same thing as the aware of Meraglim. Val derech mashpir is Rashi Elohim. Rashi already told us in Chumash a few times that there's such a thing that the Torah is writing two things one next to the other, although it has no connection in time and not in, what is it, chronologically it doesn't have any of those. It has no relation in the stories. And the Rebbe is telling these two stories to learn that both of them are the same. Where do we see it? So the Rebbe says, Rashi, Lo'il. See, the Rebbe is underlining Lo'el. It's something that he learned already, so he doesn't have to repeat it again here. V'lochein, in tzorch lefarshe, kano edapa. Loma, nismo chamisas miryom leplashas pora adumo. Rashi asked the question. That Misas Miryom is right before pora adumo. We're finishing one parshe with Misas Miryom, but it's Soger Miryom, and then it comes, zoi shchukas ha-toyro. So Rashi says, what is the connection? Shari parshas pora adumo nemro, mishono shnir lecez b'Yisrael me'atz mitzrayim, u'misas miryom mesoif b'mishono. Unbelievable. Same thing. When did that happen in Parshas Poro? You know when Parshas Poro was? 1 year after coming out of Mitzrayim. We got ready for Pesach. The second Pesach, the first Pesach was in Mitzrayim. Second Pesach was out of Mitzrayim. The only time that they made a Korban Pesach. So the Rebbe, the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Poro Adumo. You have to get toil. You have to get toil to be able to make a Poro, to make a Poro. We have to get toil to make Poro Adumo to be able to make Korban Pesach. Because the first year they did Korban Pesach. And when is the story with Miriam died? 39 years later. So what are you connecting them one to another? So Rashi says, Misas Miriam lesoif mem shono, loim aloch, ma korbonas mechaprin, af misas sadikim mechapers. Very good. We have a new limud in the Torah that is the same as korbonas mechaprin, and a tzadik passes away, it's also mechaper of all the averes of the door. Like to say he takes upon himself to pass away, and he brings good things for all Am Yisrael. So we see already that there's such a thing, connection. So we could say that there is also the connection. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to connect, the Rebbe wants to connect. Say, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you did with Meimer Rivo, and was a, everybody saw it. It's not a vera that you did between you and me, the Rebbe, you and the Rebbe. You did it between Am Yisrael. There was a Chilul Hashem, in dance Am Yisrael saw it. The Rebbe told you to talk, and you went and you hit. We have another Rashi, although it's weiter, but we have another Rashi, Parshas Ekev. Somach Moshe Teich Rezum Misas Aroin Lishviras Aluchois. Misas Aroin is again 4 years later. When was Shviras Aluchois? Mamish right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this is Mamish 4 years later. Loimar, why is it connecting it? Shikoshim is also Shal Tzadikim. Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiyem Shenishtapu Boi Aluchos Vuchulu. To tell me that when a Tzadik passes away, but the Eibishter, it's the same, what should I say, bad feeling, the Rebbe feels sorry, that the same as when the Luchos were broken, right? So we see that there's such a thing, so we'll say, here is the same thing, L'choire, but the Rebbe wants to answer, why Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'gam v'isan av Hashem b'glalchem. The Rebbe says, V'cheinem abenit nidan, so the same thing we could say here. Good. יש עוד שתי שאלות עכשיו. אחת השאלות זה שלך. כן, עכשיו זה מגיע מיד. וכן אם הבנית דן שמסמיר בייזה חטויים לא אמר ששקולים הם בחומרום. Why is he putting on both of them together? Moshe Rabbein says that the Rebbe Shter got upset and said nobody's going to Eretz Yisrael and I'm also not going in to tell us that it's the same avere. The Rebbe says, אבל תראו את זה דויחק. It's a big, how do you say דויחק in English?
Forced.
No, דויחק is more than forced. It's... You're squeezing yourself. It doesn't go. It doesn't fit. I don't know. No?
Awkward?
We?
Awkward?
No.
No.
We? אבל תראו את זה, דויחק או דוחוק, you know, it's...
שאני איך אתה מתרגם את המילים את זה? I'd love to say Yiddish,
was. Okay, תראו את זה... And the Rebbe is saying, why? I have two questions on that, so it's not a good answer. Key. Aleph. Ein chidush boze. Tight. Okay.
Hard to understand.
There's no word in to translate one word in Lashon Kodesh in one word. Okay. Aleph. Ein chidush boze. Shechet me merivo. Uchomu kechet ameraglim. Shechet me merivo goram lechilu Hashem ibn kol bnei Yisrael. Kuma shenemar. Yan lo emantabi lehagdisheini lein ibnei Yisrael. If you would have spoken to the Iraq, all Am Yisrael would say, look at this. A rag that he doesn't have any schar, he doesn't have any oynesh. He's listening to the Eibishter. How much more so do we have to listen to the Eibishter? And you went and you made a chilul Hashem in front of everybody. So everybody understands himself. Torah doesn't have to tell me that the Torah is not saying Gambi, son of Hashem, to say that the both of them are the same Avere, because everybody knows it by himself. This is one question. Yan lo emante bi lag disheini lein ibnei Yisrael, v'ashe nigzar al day ze, lo yitoviu es hakol hazeh lotz. What is the outcome of this Meimer Rivo? That Moshe and Aaron are not going into the Yisrael because of that. So obviously, 40, the between 20 and 60 years old are not going into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they desecrated the Rebbe's Shlichus and they made a Chilul Hashem. Same thing Moshe Rabbeinu. So everybody knows it. The Torah doesn't have to tell us that. Made it by Aaron HaKoyen and Shviras HaLuchos is something new. You're telling me a new thing. Shviras HaLuchos and Misa Tzadikim is the same thing. Same thing is also by Miriam. It tells me that Miriam is Mechaper, a Tzadikas, and Korbanos is Mechaper. But here it's something, a very simple thing. Based on another question, אם הכוון היא ללמד חוי מרחת ממריבו, אבל היא להזכיר החת, ולא היא רק זה שנגזר על מוישה כתצא מן החת. Beautiful question. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, גם בי סן אב השם בגלל חמלי מרגמתו לסוף השם. What do we say? The Rebbe said that maybe we want to tell, that he wants to tell us that the Avera of Moishe and the Avera of the Meraglim is the same, that's why he brings it here, like we see by Aaron and by Miriam in the story that the Torah is connecting Miriam with Pora Adumo and Mrs. Aaron with Shvira Saluchos, right? That's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, so what are you telling me? Telling me that Moishe Rabbein is not going into Eretz Yisrael. You don't even mention the Chet of Meimer Rivo. It's not even mentioned here. So I can say that's what that you want to connect the Meimer Rivo. By Miriam and the Pora Adumo, it says, Vatomos Miriam and Avio. Why is it right after that? Right after that, it says, but the story with Moshe, with Aaron, with the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Vashabrim Leinechim, I broke the Luchos to Aaron, and right after that, it says that Aaron passed away. Here, it doesn't say the Avere Bechlal. So what the connection is it? So Memele, we have still all the questions that what is going on here. We'll repeat only one more time the questions, then we're going to go to the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, He says, what does it say? That you all came to me and you wanted to have Meraglim and then you went and you came back and you talked bad. The whole story of the Meraglim is repeated here, mamish word for word. And here it says nothing. It says Gam b'Shanav Hashem b'Glalchem. That's it. And we still have the question, what is b'Glalchem? If it's the Deir HaMidbar, if it's the Deir HaMidbar finished dying already, what are you telling him b'Glalchem? It's not b'Glalchem. Okay. So we just repeat that the Rebbe says very interesting. The Torah tells us that they're not going to go in. Imir Eish b'Anashim O'Eile. Nobody's going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Who is going to go in? Kol Ben Yefune. I'm not going to go in. Yeshua Ben Nun is going to go in. Doesn't make any sense here what it says here. You want to mention it? So put it at the beginning. When it says that nobody's going to see the Eretz HaToivo, I'm also not going to see it. And then say together, Kolei Beifune is going to see it, and Yeshua Benun is going to see it. Don't stop in the middle with me, Gam Beisanav Hashem. It doesn't make any sense, this Chumashim as it is. And the Rabbi's answer is, as I said before, Goin is bepashtus. A simple answer, what it is. Rabbi Ubozeh, Ois Dalet. Rabbi Ubozeh, because of Mevayel, Oynesh Deir HaMidbar. No, cover the Torah, make the build. No, people who see the picture are not going to understand it. They're going to think we're not having the Cheretz of Rabbonim. Dayonim, Poskim, whatever. Today is it's not being on the project of Kutei Sira, so we could ask questions. We say cover the Torah. We could say whatever we want here. Okay. Ois Dalet. So the question is unbelievable, yes? Unbelievable questions. Let's see the answer. Rabbi Ubozeh, Ois Dalet. בקוסוב מבייר, אוינש דויר המדבו, תוירה תלזה זה אוינש דויר המדבו, איבי ראי שסורץ הטויבו, הוא מסיים, תוירה זה מפיים זולוסי, קולה בן יפונה, ישע בן נון, שאינם כשאר הדויר אליהם ירסורץ. Right? Yeshua and Koliva gonna go in. Om nom. A kosum mechalkum lishnai. The Torah divided them in two, as we learned in the question. Nema kolad veyevune u yireno. Vacharkar befosik bifnei atzmoi. Yeshua binun u yobo yishomo goyma. Vatam al zeh. What's the reason bechlal that he's separating them not in one posuk? Should say, Yeshua and Koliva gonna go in. Vatam al zeh. Av shishnei im bo loretz. This is the sort of the answer. אף ששניהם בואו לאורץ, הנה בבוא יום, לא יהיה מצוב ומדויים לזה לא זה. They both went into the scroll. Why? Because they both were very nice, but the story of the miracle, right? They both didn't talk any bad, and they said, כל הבן יפונה started screaming, we're going to be able to go in. But the Rebbe says, לא יהיה מצוב ומדויים לזה לא זה. They went in because of the same reason. But when they went into the scroll, they didn't go in the same as the same person. Each one went in with a different level. What is that? The Rebbe says, כי כל הבן יפונה יירנו, ולא יהיה תנס האורץ. ואילו יהושע בן נון, יובו ישומו, ואית זויס, הוא ינחילנו את ישראל. יהיה המנהיג שינחיל את האורץ ונסו. So we see in the two פסוקים, we see a major difference. כל הבן is going to go in, הוא יירנו, and יהושע בן נון is going to go in, הוא ינחילנו את ישראל. He's going to be the one that he takes indeed in the scroll, and he's going to, what is in ינחילנו? Inherited to them.
Yeah.
Irena, just see it. He's going to see it. Call me if you know Irena. Velo yet in the source. I'm going to give it to him. Yeshua is going to be the money. He's going to take in the Eden Eretz Yisrael. Now, if he's there, now it's...
I think
I'm
not going to give it.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him. Tavov. Velo yet in, with Tavov. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay. ועל פי זה מובן זה שלפני אומרו ישוע בן נון ינחילנו את ישראל, איגדי מוישה לימה גם בישן אף השם גויימר. Now we're going to have, beautiful, the answer is going to be very simple. The Torah says that all דויר המדבור died already, nobody's going to go into ארץ ישראל. Then it says, who is going to go in? כל הבן ישוע, but there's two different levels of going in. Both of them going in because of the same reason, but in going in it's different. כל הבן is going in to see ארץ ישראל. Yeshua is going in to be the money. Before he says that Yeshua is going to be the manik, he's going in, he has to tell the Eden in a, I'd say, Maimara Buzger, in parentheses, or in brackets. He has to tell him, why is Yeshua going to be the manik and not me? So he says, Gambi, son of Hashem. And then I'm going to answer all the questions, why it's a Biglalchem, why it's enough and everything. Now it's understood very well. Moshe Rabbeinu had to stop with a posik that it doesn't belong here, Take. It doesn't belong here. It's just, by the way, I want to tell you, why is Yeshua Oymed Lefanecho Yan Chelena? Because I can go in. Why can't I go in? Gam Bishan of Hashem. What's Biglalchem? Now it's understood Biglalchem also. Why is Moshe not going in? Because of Meimer Rivo. Who did Meimer Rivo? The Eden, they're going into Eretz Yisrael. So it's Biglalchem. It is Biglalchem. Nothing to do with the Midbo, with the Meraglim. It has to do with you. You wanted to have water after Miriam died. All Midbo, Mase and Midbo did already finish. So you are the generation that you stopped me from going into Eretz Yisrael. So it's beautiful now. Now let's see it inside. So Pashtus, Mamish, Goinus. The Rebbe said, the Teretz is, it's a posik in parentheses. It's a derech agav posik. And the Rebbe is going to bring proof that we see it in other places in Chumash also, that there's in two places, by the way, a posik that it doesn't belong there. Al pizeh mubim zeh shelifnei yom Yishab benun hu yanchilon es Yisrael igdi moishe loima gam bisan av Hashem. Vozeh metaretz betur maimara musger. It's a because Yeva Shaila. Kolev is going in because it was nice. Yeshua is going in because it was nice. But I'm going to say that Yeshua is going to be Yanchileno. He's going to be the leader, the manik. He's taking him in. Why not me? So it says, Manishtano Matsova shel Kolev Mimatzav Yeshua. Av the Mainz Shneim Shove. What's the difference between, why am I going to say the difference between Kolev and Yeshua? Very simple. The Rebbe is asking a question. Yeshua bin Nun, they call it Ben Yefune, Koro Big Dayem. They both had the same miles, they both did the same thing. Velochen gam schorom bechode machse. They have to bring in the same posik as to be Zolosi, Kolev, Ve Yeshua, he comes to Loretz. Lochen gam schorom bechode machse nemar. It says, in the posik ben Shlach, when the Meraglim came back, it says, Bamidbor hazeh ibnu pigreichem, ki'im, Kolev ben Yefune ve Yeshua ben Nun. Why is he separating them? They both did the same thing. So the Rebbe says, "Va'atiruz." What's the answer? Zeh be Yeshua nitoisef asher gam yanchileno es Yisrael mepnei ki le'achar kimat arboim shono nitoisef gam bi sanaf Hashem gamato lisavoshom. He tells them, by the end of the 4 years, we were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, something happened here that I could not go in. Gam vi son of Hashem, so I'm also staying there. So it's not connected to the Meisei Midbar, it's nothing to do with the Meraglim, it's to do per se with Mei Merivo, and Mei Merivo is Biglalchem, this generation is going into Eretz Yisrael, they were screaming for water. If they wouldn't have screamed for water, believe in the Eibishter, Moshe wouldn't have to go to eat the rag, the Eibishter would have given them water. Gam vi son of Hashem, gam ato leisove shavulchein, because I'm not going in, now, so this posik lamed vov is in parentheses. Now we come back to the real posik. What is going to happen? Yeshua binun, loyrak yovo ishomo, like kolev, eloisho chazak, ki hu yankhelan es Yisrael. And the Rebbe brings down, very interesting, like based a little bit on footnote 22, v'chein pirish b'malbim kan, v'rei ramban kan. The Rebbe based it on these two mevoshim. K'dei sheyaskir kan in Yeshua, ki hu yavo mpnei, shemile ach Hashem kechaveiroi. Yeah, he wants to mention that Yeshua is going in the same as Kolev. But Ve'yaski Roid, he has to mention another thing. Sheyanch Loretz Ledoira Beis, Bavu Shenenash Moshe, Ve'nigzar Olof Shlo Yavir. Okay. Ve'en Rashi Tzor Levarish.
What's that
base? Yeah. He says that the Malden says that he wants to say that Yeshua is going in the same as Kolev, and then he's adding on, he's separating them separate to tell us that he's going to go in and be the leader. Why? Because Moshe did a avere, and Nigzar, and had a decree that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael.
So all this, the five-year-old is supposed to understand. But then, the Ramban teaches him...
Okay, this we established already years ago, that the Rebbe's Chabad Chomish Lemikro could be 500 years old, or a Rebbe. Okay. Obviously, that it's not... we have a lot of Rebbes, you know, they should say, any of the kids are asking the questions. Didn't. Yeah?
No, I mean, it's interesting how the Ramban explains it, but Rashi didn't explain it. But it's still a question
of Shul Shulikar. Shul Shulikar is a question, and the Shul should understand. The Ramban is explaining it to the Gdoilim. To the Lomdim, he's explaining. Ramban is more for Gdoilim, for Lomdim.
We're using the Ramban for Shul
Shulikar. But you know what? It comes to mind a story that the Eli Kerujina, the Rebbe tells the story. The Rebbe is himself laughing when he tells the story. The Eli Kerujina, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he started learning Chumash, and he asked every question of Rashi, he asked the Melamed. Came to a posik and they said, "Vayachalom Yanke v'ini shulom motzavarzo v'malach elikim oilim v'yordim boy." The Malamed stops and he looks at Scholik, Eli Kerujina, Sol Friedman, and he's quiet. He says, "Scholik, you have no questions?" He says, "No." He says, "Rashi is asking a question. How come you don't have a question?" Rashi says, "Malachim are based lemailo." Says, "Say malach elikim yordim v'oilim." Why it says? So he says, he answers, "Anacholim frakech mishken shailas." That was the original. The Rebbe says it. The Rebbe starts smiling. And I have no questions. But the Rishina, what I want to point out, the Rishina by 5 years old knew all the Rashis. And what happened with the Rashis that Rashi doesn't say like here? You probably knew it also.
You know what I was talking
about. We learned already here if Rashi himself, what he says, knew or didn't know, the Rebbe is Mechadish net. The Sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is saying it. About the Rambam, and asking questions. If he meant all this or not. Yes. No, he didn't. Yeah. Iniach mokoim, what's the Loshin Gemor? Iniach mokoim ligdo. Gedariner is a mitzvah la'afoshalo, to be Moshe in Torah. How could it be, with look how many books, look how many generations, what don't we have? You're still coming out, Koibtse, Chidushi Torah, Chidushi Torah, Chidushi Torah, all the time. Okay. The question is, why is Rashi not telling us? So the Rebbe says, when Rashi tzorch lefarshu, maimar ha-muzger, that child is going to learn, is going to see that it's a maimar ha-muzger. Why? Ki kama po'amim, mocini bekro kegondo, v'yevore din, ledugme, lo'el, v'atzav eshevtechem, takrivu ne'la ishmatif, shu maimar ha-muzger, it doesn't belong in there, in the psukim. V'rei b'parshas mishalach, b'parshas amon, it says, v'bnei Yisrael, ochlu zamon, arboim, shono, v'goymer, she'enu ne'gea, le'emshach ha-parshas, sham ve'oit. There's a lot of places Rashi doesn't say nothing because Rashi knows that the child is going to understand that it's a as a reason, it's a derech agav why he's saying it. V'chein in tzorch lefarish shebiglalchem. We had the question of biglalchem. Biglalchem lechoyre means the doyer of meraglim. So no, in tzorch lefarish biglalchem koyal doyer shenichnesu la'oretz ve'loy doyer ha-meraglim. He's talking about the doyer that goes into tzorch lefarish biglalchem. Why? Sharei kvar pirish lifnei ze kiniska lo'el shakzeire al moishe oisho rak mpnei ched mei merivo. Who did mei merivo? Those people who are going into Eretz Yisrael. So he's talking to those people and he's telling them, because the Midbar, they died already, everybody's gone, it's finished. The Miriam passed away, they were already finished. And everybody knows, we're coming up to next week, Yom Yitzchem, Chamesh Osa Bov, is the time that they stopped. And you know how that the Medrash. Every night they were had a lot of graves. Everybody laid in the grave. They knew that time is coming, either today or tomorrow, or last week or 2 weeks ago. And whoever got up knew that it's not his time. And Chamishos above, some of them who probably made a mistake in the years, they thought they were over 20, they were below 20, they're going to stay. They call themselves 60, but they're not 60 yet. So that's what happened. ושוב אלה אקשס מה שנאמה בגללכם, דרי כאילו מדבר על איסו מהנוש ושמדבר עליהם בקרו עד עתו, כי הרי זה מה עם הרמוז כבלי בן שלך לחוירי, הוא make a mistake. He's mentioning a posik before, he's talking about the doyer of the meragli. And now he's saying, גם באיסה נפה שהם בגללכם, he means also בגללכם them. The Rebbe says, no, because the child knows it's a מה עם הרמוז גר. מה עם הרמוז גר is talking about himself, about מה עם הריבו, and it's you, like you that are going into this role. ושוב אין לאקשב מה שאתם מבגרח דרך כאילו מדבר עלי זמן, כאילו he's talking about the מייסי מידבור, כי הרי זה מיימר המוצגר, ולא יבאם שחלו לרם פרשה. רבי שזה נוי שאי, אמנם עדיין קושה. מה אחר שקושה זהו מיימר המוצגר, ונאמר כאן רק, בגדי להזכר שנקסר על מוישה לא יסוב ראשום, ולכן ישוע גם ינחיל על נס ישראל, לא מולי להוסיף שישן אף השם בגללכם. למה נפקמיני כאן, אם אויה בגללכם אם לאו. תוירו דוח ורי, פרסייס אין אברי לדר, Why does it say, גם בישן אף השם, לימור, גם אתה לא יסוב השום? What is the emphasis here? If you're telling me that it's a מיימר המוסגר. מויש רבינו was to say that I'm also not going in. And he wants to mention why Yeshua is going in and he's going to be Yan Chileno. Don't mention whose fault it is now. Rabbi says, no, Rabbi was saying, he must do it. For Pirush Rashi Lohel, that's what we spoke before. For Pirush Rashi Lohel, בפרשת פינחוס, וכל מוקם שכוסב משוסום כוסב שרחוינו. Yeah? לפי שנגזרו גזיר על דויר המדבור. And people are going to say that מויש רבין is also this. וכך ביקש מויש שכוסב שרחוינו, מויש בגד איבשטר. Whenever you mention that I'm dying, שליום רואה אף הוא מן הממרים היו. Also we have this same story in last week's parsha, with the Bnoi Slofrot. And they came and they said that it wasn't with the Meraglim, it was the why don't you give us a Chalke? And Rashi gives two things. Either it was the Mekoshi Sheitzim, or what else?
One of the battle.
מעפילים, אבל זה מקושי שתי צד. זאת אומרת, אלה, יש לגד הנחלה. ולכן, כימי שכוסף כאן מסוסוי, מוישה רבין is mentioning גם בישן אף השם, גם אתה לא יסוב השם. Whenever he's mentioning that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, why is he mentioning it? Because we have to say, why Yeshua is going to be demanding, right? So he must mention that he's dying. Why am I dying? בגללכם. Wants to say it's not. Don't make a mistake. If I'm not going to say it, you think it's because of Meraglim that I send the Meraglim. No, it's because of Meimerivo. Beautiful. ולכן, כיוו שכוסו כאן מסוסוי, הוא צריך להזכר שבישן אף השם, he must say בגללכם. בגללכם means you. This generation that you read it, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you caused it to me. And not the Meraglim. להזכר בדרך אגב, שרחוינו שאינו בוי, כי אם בגללכם. It's not me. It's בגללכם. החית, דמיימריבו אשר רובו בני ישראל לסבי מרזה. It's not even מוישה רבינו. If they didn't, wouldn't have made the trouble. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go hit the rock. So he says, "Biglalchem, because of you making trouble and screaming, better Boneinu Levaz, our kids are dying from thirst, and where did he take us? Let us go back."
So, is that clear that that's the only avera that door did? That Biglalchem would only exclusively mean
Moshe? Yes, I said before. I said before, the emphasis, Rashi is emphasizing, listen to this. Listen in page 9, the question number 1, in the middle of this. Mefurash b'pirush Rashi shal Moshe nigzar shal yikones le'etz Yisrael, underlined. Ach v'rak b'pnei meimer rivo. And the Rebbe is bringing down quotation. The Rebbe is not satisfied. Okil shoynoi, shlo yoyso bohem elo zu bilvad. Another quotation. Hei meimer rivo levadom, hein bohem avinacha. They have no other sin.
I'm not sure if that answers my question. Is the door, the generation.
The generation had only Meraglim. That's it. That's why you all died. This generation caused Moshe Rabbeinu not to go in, but they went in. Yeah. They caused Moshe to go in, not to go in, because he made the Chilul Hashem, and they are going to go in. So it's everything is fit, everything is perfect. No questions.
Let me ask, so, the deal with Lachem will say, the Shail is one is enough. If it's a Maimon Musa, why does Moshe have to emphasize that it was a cast? And Rashi says it's not a voidus. First of all, in Rashi's Chukas, when it says Maimon Riva, it doesn't mention anything about cast of the Yerushalayim. It's a chiddush of Rashi's Dvarim, but Hashem is Sanach Pi. Gam Pi Sanach Hashem. Kim Rashi Gizan Zazach, that the Yerushalayim is a cast of the Yerushalayim. And also, Chos Nishmi Gatsi Lib Shat.
It's the next. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. But this is not a big deal. Rak b'der chag b'der mamar. Musa yub moed in per. The kavan pasha v'eschanu nemar v'eshaber Hashem bi lema'anchem u'pirush Rashi lema'anchem v'shvilchem atam garamtem li. V'chein oimer v'yaktziv al mei merivo v'yeira lemoishe ba'avurom. So in pasha v'eschanu, so Rashi says lema'anchem shegaramtem li. And Rashi brings raya from Teilim. David HaMelech says in Tehilim, ויקציבו, אם אתה צריך עם כובוב, לא? כובוב, כוזיין, ויקציבו על מי מריבו, וירא למוישה בעבורם. ולכוי ראינו מובן, אם רש"י צורך להאריך בפירוש למענכם, אתם גורמתם לי, הוא לא עבירה עם מה שנאמר בתהילים, ויקציבו גויימר, ויצורך לפרשכם בתיבס בגללכם, שבפרשסנו, שהוא קודם לפרשס וסחנן, ולא לסמור פרשס בו, מה שיפרש אחר כך פרשס וסחנן. למענכם, רש"י says nothing. When it comes in Biglalchem, Rashi says nothing. When it comes later in the Pashu, it says Lemanchem, so Rashi brings Raya from Teilim also. But Pianal, Shikan Nema Biglalchem, Rag Bederech Agav. Yeah? The old story, the old Pasuk is in parentheses, it's just Derech Agav. Betoich Maimar Amuzger. Movie, Shin Tzor Lefar, Shikan Beprotius. It's just that Derech Agav. What is the Derech Agav? To tell me why Yeshua is going to take him in and be Yanchileno. So I have to tell you just that I'm not going in. He's going to die. But he doesn't have to tell me all the details. So Rashi doesn't stay on this Biglalchem. Now, Pianal Shikan Nema Biglalchem, Rag Bederech Agav, Toich Maimar Amuzger. Movie, Shin Tzor Lefar, Shikan Beprotius. Give me Shibokan Rag Bederech Agav, Ubim Koimoi. The parashas of Shem, and it tells you the old story of Moshe Rabbeinu not going in. Shoshama Sipo, here is Bederech Agav. There's the whole length of the story where Moshe is not going in. With the whole story with Meir Rivo. Shoshama Sipo, we're going to Moshe Atzmo Yifashenu Veyipotenu. But now your question is becoming even stronger. Why does he say? Why does he say? Okay, so this is I don't have an answer. Anybody has an answer would be beautiful. Why does he say this Anna? Where is this Anna coming in?
In Rashi has to say in Smaller Vegas.
Yeah, in Rashi's Mefarish in Smaller Vegas. I should have said Gam. גם אני בגללכם לא יבוא שם. או דרך שאתה עושה, בגללכם לא יבוא שם. I don't understand what it is. It's a good question. We have to look it up. Why does it say son of me?